This is VOA News, reporting via remote. I'm Jeff Custer. One day after a barrage of at least 80 Russian missiles struck Ukraine, U.S. President Joe Biden and other Western leaders are scheduled to meet virtually Tuesday to discuss additional military aid to Kyiv. Russia's deputy foreign minister said Tuesday Russia will respond to the West's growing involvement in the Ukraine conflict, although direct confrontation with NATO is not in Moscow's interests. Reuters correspondent Leila Shavarkshahi reports.
Cruise missiles rained down on targets in Ukraine on Monday, tearing into intersections and parks. Emergency service officials said at least 19 people have been killed and over 100 are wounded. Russia says the attacks, the biggest aerial assaults on cities since the beginning of the war, were retaliation for what Moscow called a Ukrainian attack on a strategic bridge in Crimea. Ukraine has said it needs to strengthen its air defense, with emergency services putting all of Ukraine on alert for more missile strikes on Tuesday. U.S. President Joe Biden promised advanced air defense systems to Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky. The White House added Biden and a group of seven world leaders will hold a virtual meeting on Tuesday to discuss their commitment to support Ukraine. In Zelensky's late-night address, he vowed to restore everything that was damaged. His prime minister said 11 major infrastructure targets were hit in eight regions, leaving parts of the country with no electricity, water, or heat.
That was Reuters correspondent Leila Shavarkshahi reporting. Ukrainian Prime President Zelensky is due to address leaders of the Group of Seven Nations virtual meeting on Tuesday. Meanwhile, the UN Office of High Commissioner for Human Rights said Tuesday Monday's attacks on Ukraine's civilian areas may amount to a war crime. This is VOA News. Israel's prime minister says the country has reached what he's calling an historic agreement with neighboring Lebanon over their shared maritime border after months of U.S. brokered negotiations. VOA's Tommy McNeil has more.
Premier Yair Lapid said Tuesday that the agreement was a historic achievement that will strengthen Israel's security, inject billions into Israel's economy, and ensure the stability of the northern border. The agreement is expected to enable additional natural gas production in the Mediterranean. Lebanon hopes gas exploration will help lift its country out of a deep economic crisis. Lebanon and Israel have been officially at war since Israel's creation in 1948, and both countries claim some 860 square kilometers of the Mediterranean Sea. Tommy McNeil, VOA News, Washington.
Activists in Iran say the government there has intensified its crackdown Tuesday on Kurdish areas of the country's west as protests sparked by the death of a 22-year-old woman detained by the morality police, Rejan. Riot police fired into at least one neighborhood in Sanandaj, the capital of Iran's Kurdistan province, as Amnesty International and the White House National Security Advisor criticized the violence targeting demonstrators angered by the death of Mahsa Amini. Meanwhile, some oil workers Monday joined the protests at two key refinery complexes for the first time, linking an industry key to Iran's theocracy to the unrest. Iran's government insists Amini was not mistreated, but her family says her body showed bruises and other signs of beating. Subsequent videos have shown security forces beating and shoving female protesters, including women who have torn off their mandatory headscarf or hijab. What was once deadly Hurricane Julia is now a tropical low-pressure system in the Pacific Ocean, but it is still drenching Guatemala and El Salvador with torrential rains after it reemerged in the Pacific following a pounding of Nicaragua over the last several days. At least 28 people were reported dead as a direct or indirect result of the storm. Guatemala's Disaster Prevention Agency said five people died after a hillside collapsed in their house in Alta Verapaz province, burying them. In Huehue, Tungano province near Mexico, nine people died, including a soldier killed while performing rescue work. Authorities in El Salvador say five Salvadoran Army soldiers died after a wall collapsed at a house where they sought refuge in the town of Camazagua, where hundreds of police and soldiers had been conducting anti-gang raids. Another soldier was injured. Two other people died in the eastern El Salvador town of Guatiagua after heavy rains caused a wall in their home to collapse. Rivers overflowed their banks in El Salvador, declared a state of emergency, and opened 80 storm shelters. Repeating the hour's top story, after a day after a barrage of at least 80 Russian missiles struck Ukraine, Western leaders are gathering to...